Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And even Williams early on, like, you could see that he was pitching to a little bit bad luck. Talk about the first time he was bad, to start the year. That's why I'm hesitant to give up on relievers. There was never a player, or a reliever specifically, that I was more definitive on being toast in New York than Edwin Diaz. Wasn't going to say that he couldn't write his career and be successful somewhere else. The way Diaz started his Mets career in 2019, I would never, I said it a million times here, SNY, he will never have success in New York. And years later, now there's been some inconsistency, sure, but after what he did in 2022, I mean, he was one of the best relievers I've ever seen. And then again this year, look at him last night, just blowing guys away. They're not even touching him. Five out save, six outs could be for Diaz. He has been lights out. A little shaky sometimes, and the fact that he ignores the runners drives you nuts. But man, he has – I think Edwin Diaz is the best closer in the history of the Mets. I'm not talking about numbers or compiling for how many years. I'm talking about sheer dominance in individual seasons. And I love Johnny Franco, and you can make the case that he's the best closer. Maybe Johnny himself would do it. Familia had excellent season 2015, 2016, both times. I don't think that you could compare to Edwin Diaz's dominance in 2022 and then again this year. He has just been lights out. All right, let's get back to the calls here. We're going to have Clem from Surfside on coming up in a little bit as we got to rekindle our bet here. And I will say that the spot was scheduled prior to the Mets taking the first two. And it's going to be a lot more fun from my perspective with the Mets taking the first two as we have that bet going on with the division here. But before we get to Clem from Surfside, let's get to Clem from Rockland, who loves his Surfside. What's up, Clem?
You know, it's funny. As my daughter, we're dropping her off Friday to Fairfield University. And she told my wife, can we go here? Can we go there to buy pillow covers, this, that, whatever? And then she comes to me, hey, Dad, any chance you can pick me up 10 cases, 5 lemonade, 5 tea, you know, for Fairfield. So I'm going to head to our neighborhood liquor store later and get her Surfsides and pack them up in a secret suitcase so my wife doesn't see, because she's not as, like, party-oriented as I am. So my daughter always knows to go to where to go when she needs her Surfsides. And by the way, remind Clem, he forgot about brother Clem.
No, he said he sent it. They sent it. I was told that they sent it to you. Yeah, so come on.
I hope the UPS guy ain't getting drunk on my Surfside.
No, I was told that I could ask Clem, but I was told your package has been on the way. By the way, I know you're in Rockland, but you should come down to Babylon here at the Salt Shack. We got Surfside flowing all day long. It's great. I can't wait to get some myself once we sign off here. The second I sign off and you hear those commercials going to the Yankee pregame, I'm going to be having some Surfsides. Anyway, what do you got? What's on your mind, Clem?
You should. All right, so listen, this is what I need. There's a lot of different things that can obviously happen the next few months in baseball. But the only way to really know where the Mets will be is I need Sal Stradamus right now to look deep, deep, deep into his crystal ball and see and tell me where will the Mets be in October. I'll hang up and hopefully I'll see you later for some Surfsides.
What? When you say where will they be, you mean where will they end up in October?
Yeah. Will we be playing baseball still, or will we be watching from the outside? Will we be golfing? We'll be drinking Surfsides, you know.
Sal Stradamus needed to know, Clem, and thank you for the call. And we appreciate you checking in. Sal Stradamus needs to just figure out, get the parameters of what do you mean by where they'll be come October. And as I look into the crystal ball, I do see the postseason for the Mets. I felt that for a while. If they didn't make the playoffs, it would be a freaking disaster. Now, it's twofold. Like, you could just say, well, yeah, the Mets are going to make the playoffs. Okay, well, why are they going to make the playoffs? Number one, I do believe the Mets are a good team. Now, are they good enough to World Series standards? That's a different conversation. But I do believe the Mets are a good team, a team worthy of a playoff spot. Secondly, I don't think the Reds are very good. Like, we don't watch the Reds every day, but come on. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that if the Mets can't beat out the Reds for the final wild card, what are we doing here? This is New York. They get the highest payroll in the sport. Oh, and by the way, it's not just about the money you spend. They actually have good players. The Reds? Come on. If they got caught by the Reds, it would be worse than the collapse. Maybe not the individual collapse in 2007, meaning seven-game lead, 17 to go. Like, that in itself is bad. But as far as the result goes, I think this would actually be worse than that. I really do. Not make the playoffs with an expanded postseason? With their payroll? What, are you kidding? So, yes, Clem. As Sastradamus looks into the crystal ball, I do see playoffs. I also see there's something. What is that? Hold on, let me dig a little bit deeper. What am I seeing there? I see a 2. No, it's not a 2. Oh, 22. I see 22 on fire. What could that mean, Hoff? I see the number 22 catching fire as I look into the crystal ball. You have any idea what that might mean?
I hope it's not Halsey running out.
No, 22, okay. The number 22, just the number, like if you envision, 22. I can't see clearly. Sastradamus looking into the future. Hoff, this shouldn't be that hard. 22,
right?
The number 22 on fire. Do you know what that would mean, if anything, as it pertains to the Mets?
Oh, wait. Mr. Soto?
Soto. I see the Mets in October, and I see 22 on fire. Are we taking a break here? Okay, BT and Sal on the Fair. We'll come back. We'll have a little fun with Clem from Surfside. Get his thoughts. This is Philly's on the verge of choking things away. 4 distinct all-electric Cadillacs. Some drive them for the performance. Others drive them for the range. And some drive them because it's the only way to make an entrance. 3 different ways to turn every drive into an occasion. Whatever your reason, there's never been a better time to say, let's take the Cadillac. The all-electric Lyriq Cadillac family of vehicles, Escalade IQ, the Vistiq, Optiq, and Lyriq. Visit your Tri-State Cadillac dealer today. The BT and Sal Show is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.